Iowa State has announced Matt Campbell as the new Cyclone football coach. Campbell agreed to a six-year contract with a first-year salary of $2 million. The Des Moines Register reports that Campbell will be officially introduced at a news conference in Ames today. At Iowa State, Campbell will replace Paul Rhodes. The anticipated announcement would come on Campbell's 36th birthday, making him one of the youngest head coaches in FBS. In four seasons with the Rockets, he's 35-15. Toledo Athletic Director Mike O'Brien told the Associated Press on Saturday that the school had offered Campbell a contract that would make him the highest paid coach in the Mid-American Conference. According to USA Today's salary database, Western Michigan coach P.J. Fleck's salary is $800,000 this season. That's the highest in the MAC. At Iowa State, Rhodes made $2.2 million this past year. That news conference scheduled for noon today. In other college football coaching news, longtime Georgia coach Mark Richt is out of a job as the fallout from unfulfilled expectations begins in college football. He stepped down in what Richt calls a mutual decision. The Bulldogs are 9-3, and they are bowl-bound, but losses to Tennessee, Alabama, and Florida ruined any chances for the goal of winning an SEC title. Georgia was picked to win the SEC East. Richt was 145-51 in 15 seasons. Elsewhere, Virginia Tech has hired Memphis's Justin Fuente as its next football coach. He'll replace Frank Beamer, who's departing after 29 years. The 39-year-old Fuente has spent the last four seasons turning a struggling program into a winner. The Tigers went 10-3 last season, and they're heading to a bowl game with a 9-3 mark this season. Rutgers has fired coach Kyle Flood and athletic director Julie Herman. The Scarlet Knights just finished a 4-8 season that was a mess on and off the field. Flood was suspended for three games for making inappropriate contact with a professor regarding a player's academics, and seven players have been arrested since August. Mike London has resigned as Virginia head coach after failing to produce a winning season in five of his 6 years. London had a 27-46 record at that school. Well, the winner will be officially in the playoffs beginning on Saturday for Iowa State and Michigan State when they collide at the Big Ten Championship game at Lucas Oil Stadium. The Hawkeyes completed a perfect 12-0 regular season and were fourth in last week's college football playoff rankings. The Spartans are 11-1, and they were sitting in fifth place last week.
I just can't imagine whoever wins this ball game not being in the playoffs. You know, I guess things could happen. I don't know all the dynamics of that whole equation, but you know, both teams have had really tremendous seasons, and you know, I just can't imagine the team that emerges out of this thing not being in it.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says he can't imagine a scenario where the winner of that game does not get into the playoffs. Ferentz says there are a lot of similarities between those two programs.
They're a physical football team offensively. They run the ball very, very well. They throw it very well, especially right now with Connor Cook at quarterback. And so, you know, in theory, that's what we're trying to do, too. You know, we've always felt like defense is really an important thing, and then we try to be a team that can be balanced offensively as well. And, you know, we've had pretty good success with that this year. So, yeah, I think there are a lot of parallels. There are a lot of differences, too, but certainly a lot of parallels.
Well, the history of this series has featured a lot of close games, but they've not met since a 26-14 Spartan victory at Kinnick Stadium in 2013. Michigan State coach Mark D'Antonio says these are two programs that still utilize a fullback, and D'Antonio says in many ways he's tried to emulate the Iowa program at Michigan State.
You know, I think you try and pattern your program after certain programs as you when you become a head coach. Say, hey, I want to be like them in some ways. And really, we looked at when we came to Michigan State, when I went to Cincinnati, we said we sort of patterned after ourselves a little bit after Iowa, actually.
D'Antonio says why he used Iowa as a model for his program.
They always had a workmanlike attitude. They always went to work. They always played people tough. They always seemed to win consistently. They were very well coached. Their players played very firm up front on both sides of the ball, you know, that's who we wanted to be. We wanted to be able to play with anybody on our schedule, and I think at that point in time when I became a head coach, I was doing that, and as you can see that they're doing that again.
And we'll have that game for you live Saturday night here on KJAN on the air at 5 o'clock with the pregame. 7:17 is kickoff in the Big Ten Championship game. Well, Clemson continues to hold on to the top spot in this week's Associated Press college football poll. The 12-0 Tigers picked up 53 of the 61 first-place votes after holding off South Carolina. The other eight go to second-ranked Alabama, which wrapped up the SEC West title with a win over Auburn. Oklahoma is third, followed by Iowa and Michigan State. Ohio State, Stanford, North Carolina, Notre Dame, and Florida State round out this week's AP Top 10. In the NFL yesterday, Alex Smith threw for 255 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Spencer Ware ran for 114 yards and a score, and the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills 30-22 in a matchup of teams in the AFC wildcard race. Jeremy Maclin had 9 receptions for 160 yards and a touchdown, and Cairo Santos hit 3 field goals for the Chiefs, who've won 5 straight after a 5-game skid. Tyrod Taylor had 291 yards passing and 3 touchdowns for Buffalo, but he was mostly held in check in the second half. So was Sammy Watkins, who had all 6 catches for 158 yards and his 2 touchdowns over the first 30 minutes. The Bills had a chance for a tying touchdown when they took over at their own 10-yard line with 3:25 left, but the Chiefs stopped them on a 4th and 9 with 2:16 to go to seal that victory. Elsewhere around the NFL, it was the Jets over Miami 38-20. Minnesota beat Atlanta 20-10. Houston over New Orleans 24-6. Washington beat the New York Giants 20-14. It was Oakland over Tennessee 24-21. San Diego downing Jacksonville 31-25. Cincinnati beat St. Louis 31-7. Indianapolis topping Tampa Bay 25-12. Arizona beat San Francisco 19-13. Seattle outscored Pittsburgh 39-30. And Denver knocked New England from the ranks of the undefeated last night with a 30-24 overtime victory over the Patriots. Well, Jared Utoff scored 22 points. Adam Woodbury had 15, and Iowa beat number 20 Wichita State 84-62 in the 7th place game at the Advocare Invitational on Sunday. Mike Gesell had 14 points for Iowa. Wichita State got 14 from Eric Hamilton. Ron Baker, who entered averaging 20 points a game, was held to just 8. Both teams lost their first 2 games at that Invitational. Shorthanded Wichita State played without forward Anton Grady, who's at an area hospital recovering from what doctors believe is a spinal cord contusion that happened during a collision with an Alabama player in Friday's game. Doctors found no signs of spinal cord trauma. Wichita State senior guard Fred Van Vliet sat out all 3 games of that Invitational with a hamstring injury. In other top 25 college basketball yesterday, third-ranked Michigan State beat Providence 77-64. Number 6 Duke over Utah State 85-52. Seventh-ranked Oklahoma beat Wisconsin 65-48. Number 11 Arizona topping Boise State 68-59. Alabama downs number 17 Notre Dame 74-73. Number 23 Xavier topping Dayton 90-61. And 25th-ranked SMU over Brown 77-69. Second-ranked Iowa thumped Iowa State 33-6 in wrestling on Sunday for its 12th straight win in that series. The Hawkeyes won 8 of the 10 matches in dominating the annual rivalry matchup. Sammy Brooks and Sam Stoll had pins to lead the Hawkeyes, and Alex Meyer won at 174 pounds. Thomas Gilman's major decision over Kyle Larson at 125 sealed the 27-point victory for the Hawkeyes. Dante Rodriguez and Tanner Weatherman had the 2 victories for the Cyclones. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.